Hello everyone, it's Friday and we are ending off this week's devotions, A Fruitful Life. We're going to end off today speaking on kindness. And I want us to read together in Ephesians 2 verse 4 to 7, which says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus." This is a powerful, powerful piece of scripture, and you can read it over and over again and just hear the kindness that God demonstrated towards us. Man, as I was reading this, all I could think was kindness is not just a definition or just being nice. It's a demonstration. It is a love that is so strong that it acts. And I want to encourage you today that we have been called as children of God to be a demonstration of the kindness of God to the world. I want us to read together in Luke 6, verse 35 to 36. And this is Jesus speaking, and it says, "But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful." This is showing us the parallels between Ephesians and Luke, that in the same way that God demonstrated his kindness towards us, we have been called as children of God to demonstrate kindness to the world. He says, you love your enemies, do good, lend, expecting nothing in return. Be merciful as the Father has been merciful. He says, you will be sons of the Most High. A son follows in the footsteps of his father. A son is an heir of his father. And we are heirs to our Father. And we are called to love people, to go out there and be a demonstration. We are to lift people up and make them alive again in Christ. Always remember that you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.